Welcome to the Maintenance Diaries podcast. Here are your hosts, Michael and Fred.
Let's go!
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Maintenance Diaries. It's good to be here. I'm feeling good, man. How are you doing,
my guy? I'm feeling good, man. We're back on this early, early Sunday morning.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Got to get the grind in. You know, got to get the message out to the people, man.
I know, man. It's been crazy lately.
I know. Before we start, podcasting is real work. It's like a full-time job.
Yeah.
And you gotta love what you do, man. If you don't love it, don't do it, man. But if you love it, it doesn't matter what mishaps you go through or what hurdles you have to jump.
Mm-hmm.
Just get the courage to do it and figure out your why, man.
That's right.
But today, man, we're gonna expose the hidden problem, which is communication
mm-hmm.
between the maintenance staff and the leasing agents.
That is true, man, because with that miscommunication, it causes delays, of course. Mm-hmm. It causes tension and even turnovers. So let's dig in and fix it.
Let's
talk about where communication breaks down.
Oh, that's good. So one of the things where the communication breaks down, it starts with vague work orders, right?
Yeah.
And we mentioned in a lot of episodes, you know, encouraging residents to be specific when mm-hmm. you're placing a work order. You know, it doesn't have to be a whole paragraph long. It could be one sentence,
right?
You know, because we've had encounters where we get a work order. Let's say the work order is for a stove, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll say the stove's not working, yep. or the fridge's not working, or the dishwasher's not working.
Yeah,
they wouldn't say there's no power to the dishwasher, or with the stove, the pilot is not igniting.
Mm-hmm.
So the range can generate the fire.
Yeah.
With the fridge, they wouldn't say the filter needs to be changed sometimes, or the ice maker is not working properly, you know. So with you adding those little details,
mm-hmm.
it will help us to better understand what we have to do.
Right.
So we can come to your unit with the right tools.
Oh,
to do the job.
Having the tools is important.
Yeah, because if you have a vague work order, then we have to go up to the units, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the problem, see what it is, and then go back down, get the tools that we need to go back and fix it.
Right.
Which is a waste of time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have like the vague work orders, that is a communication breakdown. So for residents, when you are placing a work order, have a little bit of specificity in your work order.
That part.
I implore you to do so. Just have, you know, just one sentence. It ain't gotta be a whole paragraph. And that will help us to understand your problem so we can fix it in a timely manner.
I agree with you on that one, Mike.
And also with that, bro, one of the other things is the leasing agents overpromise to the residents.
Man, listen. Man, I can honestly contest that has happened several times in my career, for
yeah.
sure. Like more than several times. Where we have like the leasing agents are just excited about, you know, getting the residents in and them
yeah.
becoming a part of the community mm-hmm. and just bringing them along and just to welcome them to the neighborhood.
Right.
And when they get in, they're like, oh no, maintenance can do this. Maintenance will do that when you move in. They'll take care of this. And
right,
it's like,
right,
bro, like, you know, don't do that. Like, just let them know, you know, we will be happy, more than happy to help them with any issues that they mm-hmm. have moving in to kind of rectify whatever problems that may yeah. arise. Because sometimes moving in, it's always not a beautiful and perfect thing. Sometimes things go wrong. the truck can be late for them. They can be in a bad mood or something. You know, even when we've checked the apartment before moving, you know, appliances can suddenly just break or something can happen to certain things. So you just never know what's going on.
Yeah.
And for leasing agents to kind of overpromise certain things for residents, I think it's not right on our behalf, because now it kind of gives us an obligation to say, okay, well, they said we're going to do it, so now let's take care of it. And it kind of, you know, puts a bad taste in the mouth whenever they move in and the leasing agent says something and then we don't do it. And the resident's like, well, you told me that, you know, maintenance would get this done.
And one key thing about that, because the leasing agent are, you know, doing the overpromise method to the residents,
right?
They are actually putting stress on themselves.
Yeah.
And stressed on the resident as well. Well, not really the resident, because they already promised the resident.
So right.
The resident has this expectation. So now the leasing agent and the management, the maintenance team, are now under expectation. A stressful expectation.
That's facts.
You need that goal, bro.
But also too, Mike, there's also, you know, on our side where sometimes, you know, we can have issues with text communicating properly to the office staff.
That's true. That is true. This goes both ways.
Right.
And maintenance technicians, sometimes we make mistake by not conveying, you know, saying the message to the resident or message from resident to the leasing agent, right?
Right.
And that can happen. And a quick example, let's say if a maintenance tech go to a resident's home, right?
Right.
To fix an appliance. And there's a part that he needs, but the resident is not home, so he cannot convey that message to the resident, let them know there's a part that's missing, and we have to order it, and it might take 2 to 3 days or whatever, right?
Right.
So he has to go back to the leasing office and tell one of the leasing agents, hey, can you convey this message to the resident, let them know that we need to order a part for this appliance, and it's going to take this much amount of time for it to come, and then we're going to install it, right?
Right.
It could be a hectic day for the maintenance tech at that time, and he can be tunnel vision, trying to run through all of the work tickets,
right?
And just by having that tunnel vision, trying to run through the work tickets to get it done as soon as possible, he forgets.
That is true.
The appliance for that resident. So the line of communication is not open. So when the resident come home, they come home with the expectation of everything's being fixed and I can use that appliance. And now they come home, it's not done. Even though the tech went into the house, they don't know. Yeah. They can assume that, hey, you know what? Nobody was here. I put this work ticket in. It's not done. I need to use this. And it can cause a disruption between the resident, the leasing staff, and the maintenance team, right? So proper communication would eliminate all of that. Right?
I agree.
Yeah, it would.
And also too, Mike, what I've noticed lately, like even working for different companies, like what slowly started to teeter off is actually leaving that work ticket inside those units and just updating the resident with the work ticket saying, you know, came to fix and this is the issue we're having.
Right.
And then, you know, transferring that, because I realized like nowadays we don't really leave work tickets inside of units anymore. Even we just completed in the system. It sends them an email and let them know everything is done.
That's true.
So it's kind of like, I wish we can kind of go back to that, but
yeah,
you know, I guess we can at this point. We just kind of keep on going with whatever's working, I guess.
Yeah.
So
That's good.
So you know what? Let's talk about like impacts in moral and trust. Impact on moral and trust, basically, and how it leads to blame and frustration. Mm-hmm. It becomes the pointing blaming game.
Yeah, and that can cause misjudgment on both sides.
Right.
And the way that would occur is, let us say, going back to leasing agents with the overpromise, right?
Right.
So they can go overpromise to the resident and let them know that this thing is going to get done at this time. And I promise you, when you come home, it's going to get fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the times some leasing agents expect, you know, the maintenance technician to just go there and wave a magic wand and abracadabra, poof,
that part.
Problem's gone, right? So now back to the same situation about letting them know that we need to order the part.
Yeah.
This time, the maintenance tech communicate that information with the leasing agent. And because the leasing agent promised the resident that it's going to get done that day, I mean, on the same day.
Right.
And now the resident gets home and he or she's frustrated and call and express their frustrations, then the leasing agent can get flustered, right?
Yeah.
And she can say, or he can say, oh, hey, I let the maintenance technician know that we need to get this done today. And I don't know if he was busy or I don't know what he had going on or whatnot. But we both know that we both communicated this. I told you what's the problem.
Yeah.
I told you how long
the
problem is going to take to get fixed, right?
Right.
But because you overpromise once again, now we have a problem. So now you're trying to put out a fire that you started.
Right. And even on their end, I can cut them a little bit more slack because, you know, they can get busy too. They are, you know, answering calls, sending emails.
Right.
They're touring. They got residents coming in the office, just asking questions, stopping them at any time of the day during their shift. So I can kind of be like, all right, I understand why you forgot, because you're supposed to update the residents. So I'm going to cut them a little slack on that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, they deal with a lot and we see it on a constant basis. And, you know, we deal with a lot because we can get, you know, bogged down on stuff and kind of forget too. Also, when we're in somewhere doing a work order in a unit, and then we can get called instantly. Hey, can you come here and do this really quick? Get stopped. And the next thing you know, while we stopped and doing that, we got stopped again doing something else. And it's just a pattern. So
a snowball effect.
And so, like, even with that, it can happen on a misjudgment, like you said, on both sides, where both parties forget to even update each other or update the resident about what's going on.
And if the same thing happened continuously, right, it can also break down the culture and the trust that we have as a team, and also the trust that we have with the resident.
Right.
So in order to maintain that trust, maintain the culture, once again, the foundation is communication. Like, that's the key.
It's always communication, man. Yeah. Always, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even seen like certain situations happen with that. And, you know, something so small can just snowball effect and turn into something so big. And you're like, how did we even get here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just like, wow, that is sometimes it's just like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, even with that, we're talking about like proper communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's good communication like between the team? Like, what should we do to, you know, have proper communication between maintenance, leasing, and residents?
That's a good question. Communication starts with honesty.
Yeah.
You have to be honest, right?
Honesty is a big one.
Yeah. And honesty breeds respect.
Right.
I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. Honesty breeds respect.
That is correct.
Right? So once you're honest and if there's a problem, don't try to hide the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look bad, we all look bad.
Yeah.
And then we are in this together because at the end of the day, even though you have the front office and the back office, we are still a team.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to congeal together. You know what I'm saying? We have to be on the same page.
Yeah.
And with us being on the same page and keeping the line of communication open at all times,
right?
That is what builds the trust. That is what builds the camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what's going to give us the success in our roles because the line of communication is open. It doesn't matter how difficult the situation is.
Right.
The line of communication
is there.
Is there.
That
because
is
at
true.
The end of the day, we are living in a world where we are engulfed in problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we have we have the mechanism to provide solutions for those problems.
Right.
So in order to provide solutions for those problems, you have to communicate.
Yep. And just even with that, we having that good communication, like we said before, detailed work orders.
Right.
You know, kind of be more specific on what you're asking or what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then that goes back to having realistic expectations instead of overpromising,
right,
like we said before. And then just respectful updates, you know, try our best to kind of update our residents and let them know what's going on. So that way little things don't turn into big things.
Right. Yeah.
So Mike, you know, we got into, you know, all of the trust and stuff, which is, which is, wow, this honestly, bro, this is going to be a short episode.
Short is good sometimes.
Short is good sometimes.
Short is good sometimes.
I mean, we're hammering through our talking points. Like,
yeah.
It's going out of style.
The couple of episodes we had before, man, it was an hour, 25 minutes
later. But, you know, let's get into some stories, man. Like, you know, the whole reason people really tune in for the diaries is because they want to hear some shared stories of what we deal with on a daily. So, you know, I kind of want to get into that and see, like, you know, where we can go with things we want to share that deals with communication and trust on our end, where things have dropped the ball, either us or leasing or whoever, that just, and then how we made that better for the resident by, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. The stories is definitely going to come. Season two. It's going to be amazing, man. We have a great show for you guys in season two, but
it's going to be amazing.
Good. But yeah, man, the stories between the leasing agent, resident, and also the maintenance team,
right?
It's all circle around communication, bro.
That is true.
It all circle around communication, and one of the issues that we have is getting the approval. Getting the approval for parts that we need, right? Because we don't have a P card.
Yeah.
But the property manager has a P card. And that P card is mainly catered to buying stuff to put in units for the resident, for new residents or potential residents, I should say, and going to do outreach to attract, you know, new residents to the property or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And
money,
the approval for that,
yeah,
it would go, I mean, it would go check, 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 check.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, hey, the unit in the AC for this unit is out.
Mm-hmm.
We need a capacitor. We don't have any right now. Let me see. We don't have enough right now.
Or
how much is that? What? You just bought 10
money.
Coffee machines.
They spend money previously.
Yeah.
And when it's time for us to get a $30 part, it's like,
bro, it is crazy. It is crazy.
Man.
We're like, no, we need this thing. We need it as soon as possible, right?
Yeah.
And they were just, oh, you know what? Let me just go ahead and grab the chain of command and go to corporate so they can approve. Because we have had those situations all
happen
the time, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be like a few days later. Hey, have you heard anything about that part?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not as yet. And the communication with that is whenever the property manager is going up the chain of command to get something approved for us so we can get the job done, CC everyone in that email.
That part. Yeah.
Leave a paper trail so everybody on both sides can be on the same page.
That is true.
We can all track the process and the progress at the same time, right?
Right.
So don't CC us in the email when you're trying to, I was walking around and I noticed that there's trash under a tree. You might have to lay down on your stomach to go get it.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. Because, you know, just having that communication open,
yeah,
sometimes the supervisor doesn't know what's going on right. the other side. Right. So for that property manager to CC the regional or whoever and say, hey, you know, we need this part. So that way that supervisor can see what's going on instead of having to come back and, hey, did we get approval yet? No, they didn't say anything about approval yet. We're still waiting. Hey, did they get an approval yet? 9 times out of 10, they either didn't send the email, honestly, sometimes, depending on how severe the situation is. Like, if we need, like, a bunch of water filters or something, I think they'll be a little bit hesitant to say, we need approval for this much in this water filter because they know we can kind of wait on that. But just being able for that supervisor to even feel a part, like he's a part of something bigger, like part of that corporate structure. Because I think what gets misconstrued at is like the supervisor usually isn't a part of that corporate chain.
Right.
He'll get emails about property visits, who's coming, what's going on.
Inspections.
But when it comes to putting, inspections. But when it comes to putting that supervisor in that same realm as the property manager and the regional, they kind of don't get that same respect, in my opinion. And I think that's something that needs to change in the industry.
That is true.
Along with other things, of course.
That is true.
So I just believe that supervisors should be a part of that chain of command. And you were right, Mike. Put them in the email, CC them so that
CC the supervisor, the maintenance tech, so we all can be on the same page.
Yeah.
Because if there's not an open line of communication through email, then we're playing the guessing game. They do it today. Are they going to do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Also, the resident is frustrated because now it's taken longer than expected because we give her a timeline because the part that we need is important.
Yeah.
Right? So we like, hey, let's go tell the office we need this part.
You
need to go get, you know what I'm saying? So the line of communication needs to be open when the property manager have to go up the chain of command.
Right. And also when you said like, we need that timeline, that made me realize like, whenever we don't get that approval, now we have to go pull it from another unit.
Yeah.
And now we're still waiting with that unit with whatever appliance or whatever that's down. And then all of a sudden, hey, we got to move in on this unit. We're like, bro, we didn't get the part yet. So either we got to hurry up and get the part if possible, or we got to pull it from another unit. And that just caused double work. Like, I don't want to have to keep working backwards.
Yeah.
And it's a frustration of mine of doing stuff like that because leave the place as it is. Let's buy the part, get the stuff done immediately. Yeah. Or, like I said before, give us a HD card, or a Home Depot card, or a Lowe's card so we can just go grab what we need. Open up, you know, a business account so that way we can charge it to the game, come back and get what, you know, the parts that we need and stuff like that.
Yeah. Every supervisor.
Yeah.
Every supervisor in the apartment industry needs a P card. Not only the property manager, you know what I'm saying? Every supervisor needs a P card because sometimes we need things that are very important. And you would go to ask the property manager, hey, we really, really need this stuff. Oh man, we only have $5 left on the P card. What?
That's what it is, man.
So property owners should, they should give supervisors a P card as well.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not going to spend it on lunch for us or breakfast.
You can only spend it where it needs to be spent because sometimes it ain't a credit card. It's a corporate card for the place that we're spending it for.
And we have to bring the receipt back anyways. Yeah. You know?
Absolutely.
So.
Cool.
Yeah, that needs to happen.
That definitely.
That needs to happen.
So once again, we want to thank you guys for
Short episode
to the diaries. Share this episode with your team. Tell us your biggest communication fit, win or fail, in the comments. So that way, you know, we can hear from you guys because the main thing is we want to hear from you guys and we want to hear your stories and everything.
Yeah, man. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Don't be afraid to send us a message on YouTube or send us a message on Instagram or TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook. You know, we are on all platforms. And this podcast is the microphone for those who do not have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who feel like their voices have not been heard.
Facts.
This podcast is a microphone for maintenance technician, leasing agent. It doesn't matter what position you hold in the apartment industry. Mm-hmm. This podcast is for you. And for anyone else that wants to join the apartment industry, this podcast is for you.
That's right.
So let's engage and talk with each other and try to make, you know, the apartment world a better place, not just for us, but
build
for
a community.
Everybody. Yeah, let's build an amazing community, man. So thank you guys for this, man.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Michael.
I'm Fred.
And we are the Maintenance Diaries.
Peace.
Bye. Yes, sir. Oh, man.
Let's go.
Maintenance.